Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another rendition of Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the great Sunshine State. It's a Thursday afternoon. That means MDT rolls along. Magic closed out a six-game, four-time-zone, six-city trip. That included just one win and a handful of tough losses. And that's what we're going to talk about here on Magic Drive Time, presented to you by International Diamond Center. You got a comment, you got a tweet, you got a text. We're open on all fronts. We're here to talk. We are here to work through this. 41 games in, what are your thoughts on this Magic team? 407-447-2145. That is 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857. 50857. Would love to get your takes on what we have seen through 41 basketball games from this Orlando Magic team. And if you do your math, that's halfway through the campaign. So we're officially 50% of the way through. And the guy that we're going to talk to it about today is one of my favorites. He's one of my best friends. He's everybody's best friend. His name is Richie Adubato, and Richie has quietly been waiting on the line. And I will tell you what, Richie, from a coach's standpoint, this has to be very difficult for head coach Steve Clifford right now. He's sitting there trying to find things that work. But at 41 games into a NBA season, you kind of know who you are, right? At what point do you start trying to find different things that might work?
Well, I mean, the problem with us so far, as we all know, is inconsistency in sometimes our defense, sometimes our offense. But we just come up a very, very difficult road trip, as we all know. In those particular games, it seems like, you know, we would have a good half and then a bad half, or we'd start off like gangbusters, and then by the end of the game we would be shooting poorly. So it's been situations, but they can be corrected. I mean, you know, we have 2 days before we play. Well, actually, a day and a half. I'm sure they practice today, and then they have practice tomorrow. You know, the biggest thing to me is the fact that at the end of the games in the fourth quarter, our execution needs to be more, well, in most cases with most teams, it's what happens in the fourth quarter. So we have to execute better down the stretch when the game is on the line. And I think, you know, certainly Coach knows that Vucevic should be involved in the situation at the end, and Fournier or Gordon, who's ever having a good game. And then you always have Augustine spotted up somewhere because he's death under pressure. We know that, whether it's a big shot or it's a late game situation where he goes to the foul line. Just make sure that we have that fourth quarter execution ready to go. You know, for the most part, this schedule, like we talked about, has been very, very rough.
Yeah.
You got to stay positive because, to me, we got 41 games left. Now, if I have this right, we have 30 with the Eastern Conference and 11 with the Western
Conference.
Look
at you, Richie, doing your math. Yeah.
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 Well, I got it right, and I'm glad I didn't have it wrong with 30 West and 11 East, okay?
I see you.
Because we understand that, you know, that could be a deciding factor in running some winning streaks in the second half, all right? So they got to stay positive, that's for sure, and understand that we got these home games coming, that – we know what we have to do. Our shooting has been off. It's been sporadic, but you can shoot. They got shooting drills that I'm sure they know they can do consistently, and with assistant coaches, with the individuals, where they get most of their shots from, and know your game, know what shots you should be looking for, and then we need to attack more. We need to attack the paint where we can get inside, collapse the defense, and then find open shots or get to the foul line. These are the things. But I really think the shooting drills are not going to hurt. They love to do them. One quick story. I remember when I was with the Knicks and we were playing the Celtics, and there was a guy named Larry Bird who wasn't too bad. And before we played them, he had an off game. And I wasn't very happy with that. I always like to see guys play great before they play you. But he had an off game. He came in early game day at about 4 o'clock, got a couple of ball boys, paid them whatever he paid them to feed them, and he shot for about a half hour to 40 minutes, and then he left. Okay?
Okay.
End of the game, he had 42 points on the board.
I would say that's a pretty good night at the office.
Well, yeah, and I would tell you that this, you can learn from that. If Larry Bird, one of the best ever, is going to, if he's having problems shooting, he's going to spend extra time taking those shots that he knows will build up his confidence and help him when he finally gets to the game. I think we have time to do some extra shooting, which will help. But most of all, the big thing, and Clifford is great at continuing to build the confidence in the players. He's firm, but they understand that he knows how to prepare them, and then they just have to give it. All right. So I'm just hoping that they understand that half is over. We got a good, favorable schedule coming up. All we got to do is take care of the problems that we've had, which have been, you know, defensively talked about in the paint, preventing that penetration and playing the pick and roll situations. We're going to see some pick and rolls with Hayward and Irving coming up, and they are very difficult, as we all know.
Absolutely.
Because he can pick and pop, and Kyrie is a great creator, one of the best. We got all stars everywhere, so you know that's my thought right now, is that we have 2 days to prepare, 2 days to get ready, and we're coming home, and understanding that we finally have a favorable schedule.
Absolutely. Right now, talking with the very own Richie Adubato. Richie, I will tell you what, that was impressive. I asked you one question that was 15 seconds long, and you went for 6 minutes. That was really impressive. Well, I've never seen anything like that, never heard anything like that. But it was all good stuff. It was excellent.
You haven't heard my friend Dick Vitale.
Right now, talking with our very own Richie Adubato. Okay, Richie, you know, one thing I keep going back to, and this has kind of been the theme, it's been the crux of the issue for Magic teams over the course of the 5 years that I have been here. If you were to go back all the way to 2012 when the Magic started this rebuild, for whatever reason, and I don't know what that is, the month of January has been the watershed moment. Since 2012, the Magic are 17-76 in the first month of the new calendar year.
You've done your work.
I'm trying. but my question to you is, you know, you've been around the game long enough. You've coached numerous teams. What is it about once the calendar turns where it seems like the competition takes the next step?
Well, I think this is a rough question because you naturally you have a variety. All teams are different. You know, you may have a veteran team that can handle this situations a lot easier than you would our team. Our team, as you all know, you know, we're searching for some more help from the bench. We've got some pretty good rotations, but we have a lot of young guys, and we're trying to let them understand each other's games, and it just takes time. And you can see it in spurts when we play really well. Now we have to understand a little bit more on how to perform when the pressure is on at the end of the game. And you know, as far as the monthly thing, I don't know. All I know is whenever I looked at my schedule for the season, I always looked at the beginning to see if it was favorable when you could get a good start, or I would look at the end and see how many home games that you had. And at that time, there were 4 games in 5, so you look to see if you had any of those and hope that you don't have any. But right now, as part of our decision-making here, I think the best thing we see is that we got a long time to go. Forget about the first half. That's over. Let's get into the second half, and let's do all the things that we have to do in order to win these ball games.
Absolutely. I like the sound of that. Right now, talking with our very own Richie Adubato. Phone line's open, 407-447-2145. Text line is 50857 if you have a question for Richie or I. Okay, Richie, you know, one of the things that I think is always interesting as a head coach, not only are you a tactician, you know, you draw up plays, you but you're also kind of a confidence builder. You are the guy in the locker room that gets everybody else ready to go. And the thing that I keep hearing over and over and over again about this road trip is that when you go on trips like this and things don't go well, morale naturally sinks. And, you know, that happens when losses come. As a head coach, how do you manage that, knowing that you still have 41 games to go?
Well, I've been reading a lot of the papers, our paper, as a result of the games, and I see pretty good leadership from Vucevic right now, and I think he has really turned the corner when it comes to that, you know, because he's now more of a veteran player, and he's playing very, very well, so he's capable of getting their attention. But I listened to Fournier, and I listened to Gordon, and all three of them make a lot of sense. They seem to really understand the game, and they understand the peaks and valleys of the game, and that you have to continue to work hard on the areas that you're having problem with, and then you have to also understand that you got to stick together. And I hear them say that. Now, that helps the coach an awful lot, an awful lot. When your standout guys are able to help you in the locker room, and they understand what has to be done, and then naturally your younger guys in the lineup, or even your veteran guys, they all understand the positiveness that you have to have. So I think that's very good. Now, I think Clifford is excellent at doing that, and to me, I don't know who the captains are on this team, but I would imagine that they're two of the three that I just talked about.
Absolutely.
You know, of course, we know that Augustine never makes a mistake, okay, and is very consistent. But he's a quiet, mild-mannered kind of kid. We know that. But, you know, you talk to your captains also, and then let them carry it on in the locker room. And then it's just a matter of when you have good people, which we do, then they're going to buckle down, and they're going to do everything that you say in order to get to be successful. And we still have a chance. You brought it up. We still have a chance for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's right ahead of us. Now you say we're coming home more. We're playing the Eastern Conference more. Okay. All we got to do is take care of some of the problems we have. And we know what they are. Okay. We know the inconsistency that we have on defense sometime at the end of the game. And, you know, Mobamba can step up and help us. He did a few games ago, and hopefully he's going to be ready by this weekend. But the learning process that we have to have, and the biggest thing also is we got to understand this game is 48 minutes, okay? You got to come out, and you got to give all the pride and all the passion and perseverance that you have in your body on the defensive end for 48 minutes. Because at the end of the game, the stars on both sides are going to step up. They're going to have the ball in their hands. Hopefully your scouts have filled you in on what they like to run at the end of the game. So you're ready for that, more or less. And, of course, we played them earlier, and we had success against them earlier, as we all know. I'm sure they did a lot of film work on what went well when we played them the last time.
Absolutely.
And hopefully we can carry that on and get ourselves a W when we play them Saturday.
I'll tell you what, we got some three Ps. We got some confidence building. That's why we have Richie Adubato on when we do, because he is a confidence booster. Hey, Richie, hold on. I do have to break real quick, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what else is going on in the NBA. We'll also talk about what's going on in some coaching searches. But hey, good stuff all around. I feel better already, and that's what we're here to do on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
We're back. Magic Drive Time for segment number two. We got about 7 minutes until we got to get out. That means I want to welcome back in the one and only Richie Adubato. You know, Richie, I was thinking about this, and this is something I didn't prepare you for. I didn't prompt you for. I kind of just thought we'd get a out of nowhere Richie Adubato story. But, you know, the other day, Ryan Saunders, the son of Flip Saunders, got his first NBA head coaching win, and I thought it was a great moment for the Minnesota Timberwolves organization, for him, for the entire Saunders family. What is it like as a head coach to get your first NBA win? Like what all goes into that?
Well, I was very, very lucky here with the Orlando Magic when I took over in 96-97 after Shaq had left. And so It's to me that, first of all, it helps if you've been with the team already because you've already established a relationship with the players and you know they're individual rather than a new guy coming in. So to me, I was ready and I felt like I had the players' confidence. But here's the story on the introduction. At our own home game that night, they booed every one of our players on introduction. Now, that's a little added pressure when you take over a team and you're playing at home. And, they were all upset at some of the things that went on. That was a little hard. But the players just got so fired up. And they just played so hard. We were able to win six in a row. But that game was one that I'll never forget because it was just a crazy situation that usually doesn't exist. But it turned out good for us.
That's
out very good for us.
That's awesome. I've never heard that story before. So that's a
well,
new one, Richard.
I was there. you think about it. If you're booed on your own court, when does – that never happens. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've talked to a lot of coaches, but it just turned out great. The inspiration and the desire they had to win the people back and to prove that they were going to win. And that really helped. It really did. But it was a different situation. That's for sure.
But so you had gotten wins at multiple levels before, high school, college, it is what it is.
Yes.
But what is it like to get that first NBA win for you personally? What was that like?
It's just a great feeling, a lot of satisfaction, because you've waited a long time. Now, I've been head coach with three different teams.
Yeah.
I've experienced the situation when you get your first win, but it's just good for everybody, and especially the self-confidence of your own players and of yourself, to feel like, well, we got one, and let's go get some more.
Absolutely. Richie, one other thing I was thinking about, with Tom Thibodeau's firing, and I know that's a tough situation for any coach to talk about, but the relationship between coach and GM, especially when you're in a situation like Tom was, where he was essentially the president of basketball operations, how hard is that for a coach? Because so much goes into the planning process of designing a team for 3 or 4 years, while also just the actual day-to-day aspect of coaching an NBA team. How much pressure is that for anyone in that kind of a dual role where you're the coach and the GM, and what all goes into something like that?
Well, I think it's been proven that you can't have one guy do the job, okay? Both jobs are 24-hour-a-day jobs, 7 days a week, 12 months a year. So when you have one person handling it, it's just too much, absolutely too much. And I think a lot of teams have shied away from that. Now, every once in a while, a team will make a guy a coach and a president, right? Or a coach and GM. And honestly, there's no way that you can do both jobs. The season, the length of the season, 100 games, things that are going on. You got enough trouble with your team and your practices and your games and your film sessions and handling everything that entails when you're trying to be a coach, let alone a general manager who's getting calls from other people about trades. I mean, look, think about it now. Think about we're looking at the trading deadline, and think of all the things that are going on in all the different teams as far as trades and discussions and then, you know, the salary cap coming up. I mean, right now is probably the most busiest time, but from now to the end of the season, the GM is going, as you can see, every single day, 24 hours a day. After you get a request to make a trade, then you have to talk it over. You have to figure it out. You got to figure out the salary cap, where it's going, where it isn't going. You can see that's too much for one guy. It really is.
Absolutely. I will tell you what, Richie, this was a lot of fun. This is always wonderful to sit down and talk to you. How excited are you for the team to actually be back?
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm very excited because of the things we talked about. I think, you know, we've proven that, you know, we can win games. We just have to take care of some of the things that are preventing us from winning games. But also, you know, the fact that we are young and we are learning, and they're still giving us 110%. That's the key. As long as they're going to give you 110 in the games and in practices, you're going to continue to get better. And then, as I say, you just got to keep looking at the fact that we have a chance to make the playoffs this year, and we will make all the fans in Orlando very, very happy if we can get to those playoffs.
Absolutely. Only 2.5 games back of the 8th seed as of today. I will tell you what, Richie, you asked for 115% from those players. You gave me 150% today. This was wonderful. Richie, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Saturday when you're back with your radio partner.
Sounds good, Aaron.
All right. Thank you, Richie. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante is back in his chair. That means you don't have to put up with me the rest of the week, but I am back next week. So who's the joke on? All right. That'll do it for us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We will see you guys tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48 for three. Got it to go.
Point there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.